This morning, special city buses are being dispatched to bring Oahu's homeless to shelters. The free bus trips are something Oahu Transit Services rolled out before in other storms. HPR's Kuvehi Arishi has been out talking to the homeless and the outreach workers at camps in flood-prone areas. She joins us here this morning in studio.
Oh, good morning, Catherine.
Are you dry?
I am, but I've got, you can see I have my rain gear on. Yes, so we have a latest census estimate from the point in time count was about 6,500 homeless statewide. So these are folks that are a lot more vulnerable than the average person to these to this natural disaster kind of coming in. So yesterday I went to Ala Park and sort of saw everyone come out of under canals and along streams and brought all their things along sidewalks so they could kind of be up in dry somewhat and figure
safer
out
areas,
exactly,
right? Safer areas,
and figure out what they're gonna do next. Because I was actually talking to outreach workers who remembered a few years back there was that couple who was living alongside a stream, and they actually got swept away by the flash flooding, and one of them had passed away, and these homeless couple. And for outreach workers, safety is the number one reason why they go out. So they're hoping they can make sure nothing happens in this particular hurricane lane.
Now, I understand that the city opened about, I don't know, a dozen shelters or so this morning at 10 o'clock?
Yes, so 10 o'clock, I think we've got 20 here on Oahu. I know the Big Island had about five, at least American Red Cross volunteers opened five on the Big Island. These shelters, it's interesting. So I spoke to some of the homeless folks I spoke to were sort of relieved that the hurricane was coming because this meant no red tape and getting into a shelter where they could have a warm, you know, place to lie their head and not have that stigma of being kind of that homeless person that needs help. So that was part of it. But a lot of the more chronically homeless, they plan to forego shelters just because they have so much that of accumulated tools or tarps or everything that they need. Or a dog or whatnot, and they don't want to get into a shelter where they have to deal with sort of other parts of that. But I did get to go out with Kimo Carvalho, communications director over at the Institute for Human Services, to talk about where they were going and what outreach efforts were like.
Canals, under freeways, in their cars and hidden areas. You know, oftentimes that spurs crime, assault, anything that can be personally dangerous. So, you know, we want to, hate to say, you know, as long as they're visible and we can find them, we can make sure that we can protect them or get them access to some kind of safe area.
So, Kimo was saying that his agency has about 12 outreach workers that have been canvassing the last couple of days. They have a set list of folks that they kind of have been working with consistently, about 400 homeless they know in their area, that they know where to find them. They know how to get to them. Some of them have cell phones, so they know how to get in touch with them. They tried to do that. And I also know Governor David Ige sent out some staff from DLNR and also DOT to check state parks under freeways to find all our homeless populations to let them know that they can jump on a bus and get into shelters. But it's always a challenge trying to, one, convince them to take shelter, but also to find them in the first place.
Right. And I know, I think on the driving in on the way into work, I heard an announcement that the shelters are going to be pet friendly.
Yes, so on Oahu, all shelters are pet friendly, and also I think on the bus systems, they only can bring like one bag or something like that, but you can bring your animal if it's in something that's secure.
Right, as long as it's not a threat to anybody else, right?
Exactly, and that's essentially, you know, it's safety in the shelters and safety outside, so hopefully we'll see some of that.
And is it your sense, though, that there was willingness from the homeless to go in and stay dry?
The ones that I spoke to, I feel like they perhaps have been homeless longer and they feel safer near the tree, or, you know, like outside and not in some sort of cramped up shelter where they might have, we've seen this in Pune during the volcanic eruptions, but some of the activity that goes on in shelters of people in such high stress situations in such close proximity isn't something that they might be comfortable with doing. They'd feel more comfortable outside even if it was raining.
Right. And I know that the emergency officials have been saying if you go to a shelter, you know, bring all your food and supplies. But, you know, they're not going to turn anybody away if you don't have enough food. And they'll be nourishment.
Exactly. I think, and that was part of it for the folks who kind of saw this as relief for some of the homeless that saw this as a way to get that free bed and get that, and get that free meal. I think that's going to go a long way to kind of help them through this.
And hopefully maybe some of them will take up the offer to stay in those shelters, long term, or, seek long term help and counseling if they need it.
Definitely. When I was over on the Big Island, seeing all the folks coming into the shelters there during the lava flow, a good number of them were homeless. I'd say a majority of the folks in there were homeless. Anyone who had a home or family nearby went and did that, but the evacuation shelters were mostly homeless.
And do we have a handle on whether these shelters have enough help? Are there enough volunteers stepping up to the plate?
I do know the American Red Cross has been asking for more volunteers. They could always use more volunteers in some of their shelters. But as far as I know, right now with respect to the homeless, a lot of the outreach is just to get them, find them, get that word out that these shelters are available and the transportation is available to get there, because that's another, that's another issue for the homeless.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much, Kuvei.
Yes, thank you.
That was Kuvei Hiraishi talking about what outreach workers are doing to get homeless campers into disaster shelters and out of danger, particularly if they're living in areas like under bridges or along the shoreline.